We want to look at the scriptures this morning. I entitled my message, Feasting on Love. Some of the years ago, when only priests could serve Holy Communion, Wesley came up with what they called the Love Feast, which was done very similar to Holy Communion, but it was done with bread and water. So anybody can serve communion. Anybody who is a believer can do communion in your home. And what we talk about feasting on love is the love of God. And communion is one of those elements of bread and wine, which helps sustain our physical body. We'll learn more about that as I mention it a little later in the scripture. But chapter 6 in John 22 through 35, and I might even go one or two scriptures past 35 because it's a red letter edition. Hear God's word. The next morning, back across the lake, crowds began gathering on the shore, waiting to see Jesus, for they knew that he and his disciples had come over together, and that the disciples had gone off in their boat, leaving him being Jesus, behind. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. And when the crowd saw that Jesus wasn't there, nor his disciples, they got into boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. And when they arrived and found him, they said, "Teacher, how did you get here?" Jesus replied, "The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you." Now, he's talking about feeding of the 5,000, which was earlier in the chapter. "Because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for that very purpose." They replied, "What does God want us to do?" Jesus told them, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." They replied, "You must show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What would you do for us? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. As the scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "I assure you, Moses didn't give them the bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day of our lives." And verse 35 said, "I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry again. Those who believe in me will never thirst. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me." And may God add the blessing as you can continue on in your own study with the rest of that chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.